Electric vehicles of all types are on the market, and we see a variety of them scooting around town. The Community Care for Seniors Center in Picton hosted a webinar this past week that was presented by Lisa LaPierre from the Ontario Ministry of Transport in Kingston, featuring everything you need to know about e-scooters. Participants could watch in person at the center or watch from the comfort of their home online. I decided to go to the center to meet seniors and talk to them firsthand and learn details about e-scooters for my own interest. Bill and Isla were two people who came to the presentation, and both were more than happy to chat about electric vehicles as well as their thoughts about the future should they not be able to drive. Bill and Isla chat with me before the presentation. Bill, what brought you here today? Are you interested in e-scooters, or what brought you here today?
Just preparing for when I'm older, my dear, for mobility.
Meaning,
if I ever come to the age where I lose my driver's license, I want something to be able to get around.
And you think a scooter will do that?
A scooter or one of them cars that I see.
Yeah, right. That's good, Lisa.
Right. There's a number of different vehicles out
there.
A lot of people are using.
Yeah.
How about you, Isla? What brought you here today?
The same as I am. Right now I'm still able to drive, but who knows how long something could happen. And I'm really more interested in the little cars, you know. I'd like to get out there and go in my little car.
Me as well.
I haven't seen too many around in Picton, have you?
No, just in Belleville. I've seen one or two in Picton.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I did see one. I was in the mall in Kingston with my daughter, and we passed a little store, and there was a little car sitting there. But she was kind of in a hurry, so I would have liked to stop and had a look in that little thing, but she was in a hurry.
I sit in them. You know, I check them every time I go to Belleville.
How much did they cost?
Around $10,000 was the last figure I had seen.
Yeah, I think so.
But it includes everything.
So now will you be showing those today?
I don't know what they're showing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, and we can ask questions. We watched the presentation together where we learned about e-scooters and several other electric vehicles, the laws set by the Ontario Ministry of Transport, safety requirements, where they can be used, batteries, and what types of vehicles are not legal. Bill and Isla were interested in the low-speed small cars, so we were able to ask questions about those vehicles.
I think the people in the room were interested in the small cars. And I think you've made it clear that you don't have information about that because the ministry is working with that. Do you have any idea when there will be some information about these small cars?
No, the information that we have as of right now is that there are rules for those small devices, the small car devices. And it really comes down to the officers to enforce the law on them. So they do consult with us to know, because there's new stuff coming out every month. And so it's hard for officers often to determine if they are legal or not, and what's a mobility device and what's not. So it's up to them to enforce it. But those gray areas, really, like we make policies and we do pilot projects and stuff like that, but we don't do the enforcement. What's important for the community to know is that if a senior is considering purchasing one of these, you need to go on our MTO website on low speed vehicles and look at what the qualification of those are. And if you go to a person who's selling them and these things are not on the device, then they are not a legal device. And so please do not purchase them. If you have questions, you can always send me some questions and I can help, give you those details if you can't find them. But that's where it's really important because a lot of people will sell these to seniors and then they'll leave the city very quickly because they don't want to have, because what's going to happen is the police is going to stop them, tell them they can't use it, then they're going to go back to this company and they don't want to have to do refunds, right? So they come in towns and they leave very quickly. So it's really important to protect ourselves and to make sure that they have the right requirements.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was interesting. At least we found out something.
That's right.
We'll run out and buy one when we...
No, we won't do that. I'm too young yet anyway.
Oh, yes. But I guess, you know what, it wouldn't matter what age you were. If if something happened.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to prepare.
Yeah.
Although Bill and Isla were disappointed that the low-speed vehicles were not covered in the presentation, they were happy to come to the center and then join the bridge games afterwards. For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.